Brian, there's quite a few events on the calendar for this year between Forestry International, mini stages, hill climb, the harvest. There's also a fundraiser and a tarmac dinner dance to come. So I think it's fair to say that this is probably the busiest year that the motor club has had in quite a long, long time.
That's right. That's right. There's a sort of a marathon for us. There are a lot of things going on. And to be fair, there's a lot of people involved in it this far. And they're just looking forward to it now. It's going to be an exciting year for us. And all of the people that are volunteering in their services are lined up and mad to get at it. So we're looking forward to it ourselves too.
It's a hard thing to do, to organise, I suppose, three or four events, Brian. But when you've got so many, that there's five competitive events, some of them are multi-days. There's a huge amount of manpower needed, as you mentioned there. How do you go about trying to structure and plan something like that for the 12 months ahead?
Well, to be fair, a lot of the people that are the COCs and the people managing those events are well experienced at it. They're doing it for a long, long time now. And if you take, I suppose, first of all, the forestry, where you have the Allingham Arms and as the sponsor of that, them people have a real good connection there and relationship going back some number of years now too in the Donegal Town area. And if you go then forward to the Dual International, where you have Eamon McGee is very, very experienced COC and works all over the country, and he's gathering up marshals from one end of the year to the other, you know. So we're very lucky to have Eamon and all of his team, and there's a lot of those involved in that. And we're very, very lucky to have Jewel involved there as a sponsor too, and the likes of the Mount Eagle Hotel, who has always been very, very good to us too over the years. And I suppose then to move forward to the mini stage in August there, based again in the Lagoon and with Johnny Baird there as COC. And Johnny carries a lot of weight as a COC in his years at it too. He knows nothing else bar the running of events. And to move on then to the hill climbs, where you have Michael Kelly and Danny Gormley there as COCs in that, and they've been doing that for years as well too, and they have their own team around them. The same competitors are coming back there year on year, which is excellent. It's encouraging. It's a different field, and no different to the forestry. It's taking people from different corners of the globe and different corners of the country to us. And then on to the harvest, where you have Tony Boyle, who has years of experience too, based in the Bailey nightclub and the boathouse and Redcastle. They're coming on there now for the second time, so it's been in that area too. So it's great that all of them are working together, and they've great experience in it too, Oisin.
Yeah. So it's going to be a busy year ahead. Johnny, we'll bring you in. I suppose the forestry event in May is the first big one, based out of Bundoran in and around the Donegal Town, Ballyshannon direction. How important is it then that there is a forestry event in Donegal, and it's given the loose surface competitors something to partake in the county?
Aye, Oisin. The forestry event comes to us every 2 years. It's part of the Valvoline Forestry Championship, and which way the fourth round entry attracts about 70 to 80 cars per event, so it gives the forestry competitors a chance who aren't tarmac guys to compete on Donegal, and they do relish the chance to come up to the county. Events run on a Saturday, they like to stay afterwards, and then makes a lot of a change for them. And the stages up here for the forestry are completely different to anywhere else. It's different surface, what you would get in Cork or Limerick or Carrick, I'm sure. But the forestry is a big hit with the competitors from down the country anyway.
It's good to get them back, coming back to the county to tackle the forest stages, but that'll be the first one. And not long after that, we head for what is the third Friday in June. I suppose the big story at the moment is Ken Block, who has announced that he will be coming, well, he wants to come to Donegal. That's all we can say at this stage, that he's confirmed that he wants to come to Donegal. When will the Motor Club confirm that Ken Block's going to be here?
Well, I suppose it's great there. I was just looking at Motor News this morning there. It's fantastic to see Ken Block's the foot of his car, that the car he intends to come in. And they has mentioned Donegal has been the round that they're going to be doing and from around here in the UK. So it's fantastic for us, I suppose, that he is picked Donegal, being in Ireland, and him coming from the US and the following that he'll bring. So it's fantastic for us that he has now announced that he wants to come to it. And I suppose whenever our entry's open, we'll welcome his entry along with his interest and all the support that he'll bring along with him.
Yeah. He says it's a rally that he's wanted to do for a while, Brian.
Yeah, Yeah, that's interesting too. And there has, you know, there has been talk about him for the last couple of years, and it's great now that he's taking time out in his own calendar to come ahead to do Donegal, because Donegal clashes with a few other events, either the week before or the week after, which is not difficult. It's difficult for them to do, so it's great now that he's taking time out this year to consider it.
And it's going to be welcomed by the motor club that he plans to come, and if it does happen, I suppose stateside and across the rest of the world, you can't get much better publicity than having Ken Block scooting around Knockall and Atlantic Drive and Glen on stages like that, Brian.
There's no doubt it'd be fantastic to have him. And I even had a cousin of mine who is in America, was phoning about it whenever I come out there last week. And it's fantastic to see that those people are watching these things closely, booking their time here and coming over for events. And, you know, they're coming here and they're bringing people with them, and they're staying in our hotels and they're seeing our scenery. So it's great for Donegal and great for the rally. And the level of that Ken Block takes to is fantastic.
The third weekend of the third Friday in June is going to be the big one, and as always, Donegal is seen as the top rallying event in the country, and one of the top in Europe, to be fair. And there is changes to the championship, and we've seen competitors change car for the championship, but one thing about Donegal when it comes to the summer, everybody wants to be here, and there's always momentum gathering ahead of Donegal that makes it so special. And when it comes around, it's just a fantastic event, and really the interest is going to be huge this time around again, whether Ken Block's here or not, because there is the guys that want to do it every single year, Brian.
No doubt. Well, a lot of people now have turned to the R5s, which was, it took a couple of years there to get that change into place. And thankfully now everyone is sort of supporting it going forward. But this announcement from Ken Block sort of was a press release that we didn't have to prepare ourselves, because, you know, the world knows now the dates that we're on, and we're sort of working ahead of ourselves, which is fantastic too, because we have such a great lineup this year that we want to educate our own people, I suppose, as to what we have on this year. And our own club championship and stuff like that will make it more exciting too, because there's a big number of events that doesn't normally happen in one year. That's all happening now in 19.
So we'll move on then to the third event, which is the money stages. Brian mentioned it in the earlier part. It's going to term. And this is a new addition in the month of August, Johnny, and you're the man at the helm.
New addition, surely, Ashin. It's an event as a club that we look for basically this year, with the entries that we received for the International last year and the Harvest Rally. We were the only club in the country to run two full events, and I'd like to thank those in Motorsport Ireland that give us the opportunity to have an extra stage rally in the county. It is an open event, it's open to anybody in the country. It's a good time of year. The event itself should be hopefully very popular. There's very good terrain in that part of the country that we can use. And again, it's all about getting people a chance to go on the stages, that for people that mightn't get an entry into the International or the Harvest, this event is going to be specifically for those competitors, you know, that don't normally get the chance to do the International or the Harvest.
Yeah, it's good for somebody starting out in rallying. A year or so under your belt is a good way to get into it.
Perfect, Ocean. It would be like the old single stages, that if you were a novice, you were in before the professionals, kind of way. Yeah. So, it should be a good event then.
Then shortly after that, we've got the Hill Climb, 2 days. This is a round of the championship, and it's a round which sees the local drivers get to compete with some of the boys from the rest of the country in different sorts of machinery. But one thing about that weekend, that Saturday and Sunday in September, is Knockall always brings out the best in competitors, and it's another one of those wee gems, that Hill Climb.
Oh, aye, it is, and it's always voted by the competitors of the Hill Climb as their most favourite event. I think the lure of Knockall for the Hill Climb competitors is something special, and Danny and Michael run a very good show there on the Saturday and the Sunday. It's also important for a club championship. It would be seen as the event where people more or less won the championship if they're there or thereabouts in it. But no, as you say there, it's a fantastic opportunity for them.
Yeah. The Harvest comes early October. It's not a round, a counting round of the championship this year, Brian, but there'll still be, come the time, a significant entry for it, and guys wanting to get back on the roads. And there's a return to Inishowen as well, which hasn't been there in a few years, and that's most welcomed.
That's right. You're on the 12th of October. You're in Redcastle for the Harvest under the COC of Tony Boyle, which down, and it's nice, you know, to be going to any showing again and moving about, and that's what rotates the harvest for the, and the Saturday too is a boost as well for all the stages and the people getting involved in it. It's a bigger help to them. And I suppose we're going to stages down there that haven't been used now for a while as well. And I know it's not around, but to be fair, in the last few years we've always had a full entry and a reserve as well for the harvest. So it's holding up very good. It's exciting, and it's a good time of year as well for ourselves, even closing off at the back end of it there.
And after that, then you'll be wrapping up the year, because the tarmac dinner is going to come. It sort of goes to different locations every year, and those that will win trophies and classes and overall, I suppose, pieces of silverware and the respective classes will be honoured in Letterkenny this year.
That's right. That's the first time, I think it's close to 10 years since it was here. Taking it back to Mount Airgill, it's on the 19th of October. Supposed to be a big night, and we hope to get a few of the past winners that have been there in our event over the last years, and to invite them around and just have a big night and sort of a celebration at the end of the season. That's actually a week after the harvest that we have here, so it's again, I suppose, to be a busy time getting the likes of that organised, and we look forward to that. And it's a challenge for us too, but I do believe that we can make it deliver, and it's an exciting time for all of the people in the county even to come together as a celebration at the end of the year as well.
Well, Brian, as we said, it is going to be a busy start to the year, and a lot of manpower is needed and a lot of organisational, a lot of planning to run all these events over the next number of months. But the other side of that too is there's a financial burden and running events. Most likely, most of all, the likes of the International, for example, is a huge financial cost. But now you're adding in other events on top of that as well. So how do the Motor Club go about, I suppose, supporting these events financially?
Well, I suppose all clubs are similar to this, where you have to run all these events and run any kind of events, you need funding at all times. And it's all volunteers we're dealing with from one end of the year to the other, and you're expecting the same people to come back all of the time. So what we are doing this year again, in support of the Pulse and Donegal Motor Club, has worked together last year where we had a great fundraiser night and Good Friday night in the Pulse last year, and proved very, very successful. And we're lucky now that they're coming along this year to do the very same. There is, I suppose, from one end of the year to the other, we're trying to support all of the people that are working in the events here. And it's not easy when they're travelling all over the country, and they're coming, travelling even from one end of the county to another. But it takes a lot of time and energy. And I suppose even over the likes of the International in particular, I would like to ask out there and call on the, I suppose, the people that do very, very well over that weekend in particular. And it's an opportunity here for them to return some type of support if they could to us, because we bring the event. But to be honest, it's not a case where there's any money made at all. You're lucky to break even from one end of the year to the other. And even at that, it's a struggle.
It's like everything else in life, money is required for things to run smoothly. And if you can help out the Motor Club in any way, they'll be more than welcome to speak to you at any stage. Now, Brian, looking ahead to next weekend, West Cork, round two of the Irish Tarmac Championship. Again, there's a big interest in it, both from the international side and the national side. You're a former winner down in West Cork. You've been there with Damien McGettigan, had success in the two-wheel drive category in 2016. And West Cork has sort of now become the, behind the International in Donegal, the, I suppose, the second favourite event on the calendar for most of the drivers around the country.
It definitely is indeed, Oisin. It's a great rally, well-run event, great stages, and always very challenging. You just never know from start of the first stage until Saturday evening where you lie, and things can go well for you and things just mightn't go so well for you. But there's always very good competition down there. Most of the top drivers in the country always seem to end up down in it, and it's a good weekend all over, and a fun weekend, and the people down there are very welcoming, no difference to ourselves. You know, it's a sort of a rally county down there, and they take pride in their event, and they run it very well too. It's something to look forward to every year, to be honest with you, once you the first year.
You done it. How hard is it to win down West Cork?
It's certainly not easy. It's certainly not easy now. But you know, it's you need the wee run of luck too, and you need to be prepared for it and work hard at it. challenging 2 days. You never know what happens on the second day. You can be lucky on the first and unlucky, but if you get through it, it's no different to Donegal on Sunday. You know what? If you're in the right place on the last day, anything can happen.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be trying to win it for a second time. Johnny, already in the championship, we've seen Damien Tourish after a flyer in Galway, and I think it's fair to say he's going to be the man to catch from the outset, given his previous performance.
Definitely. Damien's been down there before as well. As Brian said before, he had West Cork's the type of rally that it's tough on crews, it's tough on cars, and Damien's had a few good runs down there, and he will be the man to catch down there. They have an excellent modified entry. Mikko Hervonen's over from Finland. 2.4 escort. You have John Dalton, Gary Kiernan, Brian, Frank Kelly, David Condell. You have a lot of quick modified men there, but Damien will be hard to beat now. He'll be the man everybody will be looking for the times after ringing him in the first stage.
Yeah. And of course, there's the other competition as well, part of the Irish Tarmac Championship Series. Declan Boyle's going down, Manus Kelly's going there. The likes of the Moffats are all involved, Alistair Fisher. Listen, the list goes on, but the man that's the top seed that won it, five in a row, wasn't it? Last year was five in a row, yeah. Donna Kelly and Connor Foley. They're in an R5 Skoda, so it's going to be a big weekend for that crew.
Oh, hey. Donna as well is Donna's first time on the R5, but I'm sure he'll have her well sussed for the weekend, and the stages will be quite similar to what he's done before there. So, but again, Oisin, as you said, there's a lot of people behind him. You have Craig Breen, you have Josh Moffat, Alistair Fisher, the BRC guys there. Matt Edwards won the first round over in the Cambrians there. You have David Bogie, over 30 R5s in it. It'll be a tough call who'll be the main man standing on the open top bus on the Sunday in Clonakilty.
Just finally then, Brian, you come off the first stage in West Cork and you check your time. Do you immediately go to check Mikko Hervonen to see how you're done against him?
Nah, he'll probably come back to check ours, I would say.
There's confidence for you, Johnny.
Definitely is.
Yeah. Just going on that, to be fair, I would say Manus Kelly's seeding there probably doesn't serve him justice at this stage. I do believe that after Galway, he'll have learned to care a fair bit, and I do believe that he'll, after the first stage, that he'll prove that 19... as a wee bit too far back for him.
Yeah.
That's my view on it, I think.
Mm. Yeah, Manus will be looking for a good run like the rest of the Donegal competitors, and we wish all the Donegal competitors and crews and Brian and his team and the rest of the spectators that are all heading down to spend St. Patrick's weekend in West Cork next weekend down at Clonakilty. Listen, it's a busy year for the Donegal Motor Club. There's a lot happening now between the months of May through to the end of October, and we've discussed them today. And if anybody wants any further details, Johnny, on any of the events to come up in 2019, where do they find them?
Well, you can find them on the website, social media, contact Brian, myself, Eamon McGee, John Crumlish, Tony Boyle, anybody involved in the club will definitely take their help.
And I would just like to say a special word of thanks to Highland Radio and yourself, Oisin, for all the support that you give us throughout the year and all of the years that you have done in the past. Thank you very much for that.
No problem, Brian. Brian and Johnny, thanks for coming on. The best of luck with the year.
Thank you. Good man.